Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah will discuss the definition of the chiyuv of leket. Leket, we said, is something that falls down in the process of the harvesting, and that's exactly what the Mishnah is going to tell us. Eizehu leket. What is leket? Hanosher b'shas haketzira. It's something that falls down during the time of harvesting, and it falls onto the ground and doesn't get collected with the rest of the grain. And that belongs to an ani. Now, haya kotzer. Let's say a man is harvesting. Kotzer malo yado. Let's say he cuts down the armful. Here, yad has to mean an arm, as the Rambam defines it, and not his hand, because we're going to say in a moment, malo kumtso is the next case of the Mishnah. It fills his a handful. So whether it's an armful or a handful, he's cutting off that amount. He puts his arm around it or his hand around it, the group of grain. But in the process, he coats, he bumps into a thorn, v'nafal miyado la'aretz, and therefore, because of that, everything that he just cut falls down to the ground. Harei hu shel ba'al bayis. That is not considered leket. That is considered something that belongs to the owner of the field, because he is an ones. It isn't something that happened in the normal course of harvesting. It's something that happened because of an outside occurrence. He bumped into something that hurt him and made him drop it. Some give another explanation for this halacha, and that is, they say, because really he's already harvested it. It's happening afterwards. And since it's happening afterwards, it therefore is not considered to be something that is in the process of, that is no shibashasa katsira, that falls off during the actual katsira, but something subsequent to that. And therefore, again, it does not belong to the ani, it belongs to the balabayas. Now the Mishnah says, toch hayad v'toch hamagol lo aniyim. If something is within the arm, or within the magol, and magol is the scythe, is the tool instrument that he's using to cut it down, it's within that, then it's laniyim. And it falls down, it's with the laniyim. Achar hayad v'achar hamagol, if it's outside of the magol, after the yad, after its hand or arm, or after the magol, and it still falls down, that's labalabayas. That is not considered to be part of the katsira. It's something that's exterior to the katsira, an accessory to it. Therefore, that belongs to the balabayas. Now, what exactly do we mean by toch hayad v'toch hamagol? Do we mean both? Because if we mean that you need, it needs to be both toch hayad and toch hamagol in order to be belong to the aniyim, then the next phrase, achar hayad v'achar hamagol, would be, even if you're just one of them, of yachyad o achar magol. That's one way of learning the Mishnah. The other way of learning the Mishnah is, say that toch hayad v'toch hamagol, it's one or the other. That's laniyim. You only need one of the two conditions. Therefore, if achar hayad v'achar hamagol, would have to be that both conditions are met. It's achar hayad and achar hamagol, meaning it's neither toch hayad or toch hamagol, then it goes l'bal bayis. Those are the two different ways you could read the Mishnah. A third alternative is that yad and magol are two completely different types of occurrences, or I should say two different types of scenarios. That toch hayad is referring to when you're harvesting by pulling it out by hand, not using an instrument. Then, if it's within the yad, then it belongs to you. If it's achar hayad, if it's toch hayad, it belongs to the aniyim, it falls down. If it's when you're pulling, if it's coming from outside of your hand or outside of your arm, then it belongs to the balabayas. Toch hamagol is when you're using an instrument to harvest, and it's two different ideas. Now, rosh hayad, rosh hamagol. What if it's just at the edge? It's at the head, just at the edge of your arm, of your arm's armful, or the just at the edge of the scythe. The Rishmol Omer L'Aniyim, Rishmol says it belongs to the Aniyim, and we look at it as being, we're machmer on it and say it's within the Yad, within the Magol. And Rikiv Omer L'Balabayas, he says, no, we look at it as outside of the Yad, outside of the Magol, and therefore it belongs to the Balabayas, to the owner of the field.